Speaking today at the launch of a multi-sectorial approach to managing sexual abuse and violence in Zimbabwe, Judicial Service Commission Secretary Rita Makarau labeled sexual violence against women and children as synonymous with elections in Zimbabwe. Previous elections have seen reports that rape against women and children is often a tool of political intimidation. The former High Court Judge President urged authorities to ensure that sexual and other rights of women and children are protected during elections expected next year.
Where there is sexual abuse and violence, the police invariably have to come in because peace and good order would have been breached. Sexual violence sometimes is used as a weapon in conflicts, and as we go towards elections now, it's something that we should bear in mind, that sometimes sexual abuse and violence is used as a weapon of power for those who have power over us.
Makarau said sexual abuse and violence must stop, adding that it retards personal development. She urged magistrates to take no more than 3 days to address such cases if they are brought to them.
I think we all have had cases of where some women who have been abused have been unable to move on after the abuse. They've not been able to form meaningful relationships after that. Sometimes they've simply not been able to move on with their education, their careers. And so sexual abuse and violence has that effect sometimes, that it retards personal development. And if it retards personal development, it retards development in the communities.
UNICEF's deputy country representative, Mark Rubin, said the boy child should not be overlooked on issues of sexual abuse and violence.
We also know that it is only a very small minority of the survivors who actually access services. Many are afraid to speak out. Many do not know where to go, or if they do, lack the resources to get there. Many are married to their perpetrators. But as we launch this protocol, we are offering survivors and their communities with clear guidance on who can help, what they can do to assist, and where this help can be provided.
The new protocol sets minimum standards for the care and protection of child and women survivors of sexual abuse and violence, and will assist service providers in communities to better understand their roles while holding other service providers accountable. Junior Parliament President Tatenda Rusere urged authorities to walk their talk, saying the time for empty statements is over.
Today we gather for such a historic moment. It is a moment that will reshape the destiny of this great nation of ours. It is a moment that will bring an end to the days of meaningless rhetoric and bring forth a new era of meaningful action.
The 2010 to 2011 demographic and household survey found that around 27% of women say they experienced sexual violence at some point during their lives at the hands of a spouse or partner. Of these, only 20% of them sought justice through the legal system. In complementing the protocol, which replaces an earlier version launched in 2003, the Judicial Services Commission says it is developing simple educational materials that will make it easier for survivors of sexual abuse and violence to understand what help is available to them and how to receive it. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.